is the way.
We wanted men.
Welcome to episode 158 of the Smugglers Galaxy podcast, your favorite Star Wars podcast for smugglers in the galaxy. Man, Jason, it's been like 2 weeks since we've talked.
Been a while.
Yeah, at least on this format. We talked today earlier, but yeah, it's been like 2 weeks since we talked. How you been? How's life? How's the family? How's your mom and them?
What? How's your mom and them?
Oh, it's a Southern thing. How's your mom and them?
Them. How's your mom and them?
Yes, it's a
up in New York. We just say, "How's yous guys?"
Between youths,
great. Can't complain. how about you, mom and den?
They're good. Yeah, I'm in the same boat, man. Can't complain.
It's been busy.
Coming down from Labor Day.
Nothing. Yeah, I'm kind exciting. Of exhausted from all the travel and everything that I've been doing. So I'm glad to be sitting here. I did go to, I didn't tell you about this today. So we had a meetup today, just as a quick catch up for those that are listening. The Georgia Alliance of Star Wars Collectors was over at Lewis's house. And Glenn and I did talk and we did the usual, save it for the podcast. Wait, no, don't tell me, save it for the podcast. But the one thing I didn't tell you about is I went to Buffalo Trace Distillery.
Yeah, I saw pictures of that.
That was interesting. I've never been to a distillery before. And like right next to each other, you've got Buffalo Trace, you've got Bullet, you've got Makers, which is maybe about like 30 minutes away, but they were like all like right there.
Awesome.
And so we got to tour the warehouses and to see like they put, it was maybe about 7 stories, 8 stories. So they put like the expensive stuff on top of the warehouse because there's more heat.
Uh-huh.
And the cheap stuff, like the Buffalo Trace, goes on the bottom.
And we so got the stuff some... you drink's on the bottom.
And all the stuff I drink is on the bottom, yes. And the stuff I can't afford is on the top.
The stuff you want to drink is on the top.
Yeah. And that's the rare stuff, apparently. There's a whole, like, just take what you know about Star Wars collecting and apply it to whiskey, and you've got the same kind of, there's expensive stuff, there's cheap stuff. Some people can only afford the cheap stuff. Some people feel like the more money they spend, the better it is. And it's just.
Yeah, that's my neighbor, man. He's got like $200-$300 bottles of whiskey right next to Jack Daniels. So, and the reason he has Jack Daniels is for when Mandy goes over and she goes, "Hey, I got a Coke." She goes, "Get the Jack Daniels."
Yeah, I think Maker's is better for old fashions, but Buffalo Trace is better for just whiskey in general, in my humble opinion. But anyways. It has nothing to do with Star Wars, I guess.
Well,
but
you got to have something. A fun trip, a fun little thing while you were out of town.
Yeah,
is that the only one you went to?
Yeah, that's all the time I had to visit because I went to my cousin's house for a little bit. So awesome. It was good.
Cool.
How was your Labor Day?
We just kind of hung out at my in-laws' house. They moved. They had a vacation home, second home up near Helen, and then they finally made the move and sold their house, and so we were up there, and
they officially live there now.
So they don't. There's no more 5 minute down the street. Hey man, I need help with this, and him come running.
That's a blessing,
dude. It wasn't bad. Yes, him being 5 minutes down the street is a blessing.
Oh, it was. I was going to say the opposite. Like him moving away is a blessing.
No, it's not truthfully, dude, we respected each other's privacy, so it was nice. It wasn't, you know, if they were going to show up or, you know, they didn't show up unannounced. So I'm going to, you know, these are the first in-laws I actually like.
That's a funny statement.
It is. But it's true. These are the first in-laws I actually like. So it's kind of weird having them, you know, gone. Cause, you know, we'd go over for dinner, you know, a few times a month, or they'd come over here, or, you know, if we were busy doing something or whatever, you know, so, yeah, so we did that. And of course the new puppy's like peeing all over everything and they're getting mad. And I'm like, dude, he's a puppy. What do you want me to do?
Puppies doing what puppies do.
Puppies do what puppies do. But
how,
I mean,
how old is Kanan at this point?
He's, or so he's 7-8 months old. He's right in that.
He should be potty trained, right?
He's working on it. Our other Sabine, she, it took her like a good year of us having her before she quit having accidents.
Hmm.
So I'm just like, it is what it is. And they're just, I was going to bed one night. My mother-in-law's like, Kanan peed in the bedroom. And I'm like, crap. And then she's pointing it all out. But that was the most annoying part. But, you know, I did get to kick her ass on phase 10. So that was fun. She normally kicks everybody's ass on phase 10. And I finally won a game. It took me 10 years, but I did it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still haven't beat my wife in phase 10.
I kicked all their ass. It was great because I'd stuck her with, because normally, you know, I stuck her a couple of times with like 80 points, and normally she's the one sticking me with points. So it was a moment long remembered in the rebellion.
Oh, thank you for bringing back the Star Wars there. I was going to say, I've known my wife 23 years and I don't think I've ever beat her in phase 10, but I've just diverted it away from Star Wars. So I need to bring it back.
Well, no, we could. Mandy was like talking to your wife because she's trying to invite her to something and it's on your anniversary, I guess. And yeah. She was all like, oh my God, they've been together 19 years and 23 years. And your anniversary is on the 23rd. So she was just like getting all confused with numbers. And she's normally really good with numbers, but she was, I think, also kind of freaking out that y'all have like been together 23 years. So
yeah, we met 23 years ago today. We're recording this on Saturday night. And then we got married October 23rd and that'll be 19 years. So next year's 20.
Wow. You doing anything? You got anything planned?
I mean, the only thing we really talk about doing, I told the Grand Canyon story on this podcast. I can't
remember. Yeah, you did, because you guys went and you didn't realize that it was snowing and you couldn't see anything.
We couldn't see further than 10 feet. That's the only thing we've actually talked about, but I don't know if we're going to do that. The other thing she wants to do is go to Disneyland, so anywhere between those two, maybe Vegas. You know, not Vegas, we've already done Vegas, but maybe I don't know.
We'll Vegas and Disneyland's on my bucket list. I'm not a gambler, but I think there's enough going on in Vegas where I'd have fun with it.
Yeah. Yeah. We weren't gamblers. We just went to sightsee and visit the places. And after like 3 days, we're like, we're done.
Yeah. I've got a buddy that just, he goes to Vegas on a whim. He's like, I'm going to go to Vegas this weekend. And he doesn't gamble, but he's like, after 3 days, I'm good. And I come home and it's all good. You, pick anything up fun over the past few weeks?
Yes, I did. What? I picked up a lot of things. Uh-oh. The first thing that came in the mail was the Vintage Collection ARC Trooper ARC Commander Blitz.
Mm-hmm.
It's another one of the 20th anniversary Clone Wars figures. I picked up a vintage Return of the Jedi baseball hat with Jabba and Salacious Crumb on it.
Nice.
It's from 1983, but I mean, the appeal there was that Salacious was on it, and I've never seen the hat before. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to someone, they're like, yeah, that doesn't come up much. So I picked that up right away.
Nice.
I picked up the, you remember Make It and Bake It, where you'd put in little crystals into the silver, it looks like stained glass in the end. There's like silver outlines, and then you just pick the little crystals of color and you put it in between the silver. You're making a face. You don't remember?
I was burping.
That's what the face was, burping?
Yeah. I was trying to remember and not burp. So, yeah, I kind of remember those.
So there was a Jabba and Salacious one. I picked that up.
Right. So I guess by default, you're a Jabba collector also.
Jabba, unfortunately, I can't erase his face from most of the swag. It's all Jabba and Salacious for whatever reason.
Right.
I had the opportunity to pick up some Japanese micro machines, which are really cool and they're really rare.
Uh-huh.
They come carded. It's like a, maybe like a 2x4, 2x3 carded packet, I guess. It comes with like Millennium Falcon and Han Solo. Those will be on a card. The Tenente IV and Leia. A Star Destroyer and Vader. Lando and a twin car pilot.
Mm-hmm.
No, twin car.
Cloud car.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Right. Those ugly ass orange things.
I kind of thought they were cool because I always wondered, like, how does that work? Does one person like drive and the other person shooting the guns? Do they have to be like in sync and like turn at the same time?
You know, it works probably just like Smugglers Run, where one goes up and down and one goes left and right.
That was my third option, is one go up and down and the second pilot goes left and right. But yeah, those are kind of rare to pick up. So I was able to find those and grab those. I do know that there's an AT-ST with a driver in it. So I think there's like 9-ish total. So I have 4 out of the 9.
Nice.
Those displays did come in that I talked about a couple weeks ago that I picked up on Deal or No Deal. And they're so much bigger than I thought. They're like 47 inches wide and 18 inches tall. I was on frameitup.com trying to figure out like how do I get a frame, because it's cheaper than going to like Michael's.
Yeah.
But I was very excited to get those, and come to find out that was a steal. What I paid for one is probably what I should have paid for the three each that I picked up.
Okay. So and as a group, what you paid is what you probably should have paid for one of them.
Paid for the group is probably what I should have paid for just one of those displays.
There you go. I was making sure we were on the same page, yeah. Jason.
And then the last thing that came with that, it was just thrown into the Deal or No Deal lot, was a Toys R Us coupon. So Pizza Hut was running a promo back in the day, like 94, 95, where you get like a pizza or whatever, and they would give you a coupon for Micro Machines. And you would take that to Toys R Us and get a free Micro Machine. So I was able to get the coupon. I actually have the menu from that promotion too. Oh, wow. So I have the coupon and the menu to go with that whole thing.
So how many pizzas did you eat when you were younger?
I didn't do any of that. We were a Domino's family. We weren't a Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut was way far down the road, and Domino's was right down the road. So
yeah, but it was Micro Machines, man.
Yeah, well, my brother and I were not struggling for Micro Machines.
Okay.
But that's part of the reason we never went to Pizza Hut. So that's why we didn't get the Salacious Crumb, the Wampa, the Bosque, the Cantina Ben, Figuring Dan, Transforming Head playsets.
Right. Well, that's why you buy them now and pay way too much for them.
That's why I pay $50 now. Did you pick anything up?
It's just a bunch of pre-order stuff, man. I did get a Chopper Bounty collection. I found this little guy, the Chopper, the little, I don't know how they, I guess it's,
they're extremely cartoony. They're about 2 inches tall.
Yeah. Not acrylic. They're rubbery. They got a bunch of Baby Yodas, and they did the last run has Chopper. And it's got a Loath Cat, so I picked my wife up the Loath Cat. Normally, they've done all Baby Yodas, but this go-around, they did Chopper, Loath Cat, and BB-8, and a baby Ahsoka. So I picked up the Loath Cat and the Chopper. Loath Cat for the wife and Chopper for me. And then I did all those pre-orders on stuff on Amazon. The Sabine Bucket, which is a year plus out.
Wasn't there two different Choppers available in that pack?
No.
Or in that wave?
In this one, no. There was only... I'm showing Jason one.
Yeah.
That's what you have available.
Okay, there's a BB-8 and baby Ahsoka and a Loath Cat. Okay.
Right.
And I don't know what I'm talking about.
It's okay, Jason. But no, I basically... I pre-ordered the Hera and the... Oh, my Lego Ghost and my Lego Ahsoka ship came in. So I built the Ahsoka ship, but I haven't built the Ghost yet because I haven't had time. And that, I think, is going to take way longer than I want to or have time to build. I think that's it. Yeah, TVC Hera. I pre-ordered that. And the Sabine bucket, the Black Series bucket, which is not going to be out for over a year. So thanks, Hasbro.
Yeah, I'm pulling up the Hasbro. Like, I'm not prepared for this episode because I didn't write down the play-by-play for Ahsoka. And there was a Hasbro live stream with a whole bunch of new announcements, and I am not prepared for that.
It was 2 weeks ago, so I mean, it is kind of old news. But I also canceled a bunch of my Micro Galaxy Squadron on Amazon. I was already kind of like contemplating that anyway, because as much as I love the line, it frustrates me. And I'm with the amount of money that I'm spending lately, you got to kind of cut corners where you can. And then I guess they were kind of having issues with distribution or getting them to the Amazon warehouse. So Amazon was like, hey, we need attention to all these. And I just canceled everything except for the bomber, just because.
The TIE bomber?
Yeah, the TIE bomber.
So they're
what
they're still doing the carbonized stuff. There's the Ahsoka Tano and the HK-87.
Dude, I totally because of they did the fan live stream a few weeks ago, and they were like, "We listen to the fans." So I'm like, "Why do we want this crap? Nobody wants it. Why are you doing it?" So maybe they'll listen to what I have to say.
I mean, you've got your Ahsokas, your Morgan Elsbeth, your HKs, your Sabine. The Chopper was weird because they released Chopper on the old Rebels card back. I'm sorry. It's a Black Series. It's a box. Ezra on the Ahsoka box.
I do have a question about that Ezra, because it actually has Sabine's lightsaber with him. It doesn't have his lightsaber.
I'll tell you the answer.
What?
Hasbro was too cheap to mold a new lightsaber.
Maybe. It probably is, or somebody messed up and they didn't realize that, oh man, oh, here's a lightsaber. And then they just threw it with that Ezra. So people are like, are we going to see Ezra in that outfit?
Just feed it to the kids. The kids don't care. They just want to play with their stupid toys.
Yeah, why would they care? But it's not like they
cry over this content.
Dude.
That's the voice of the Mongol. The movie Mongol? Never mind.
I thought it was
It's Kathleen Kennedy chewing on a cigar. That's my Kathleen Kennedy impression, chewing on a cigar.
Our prison mic. I thought it might have been your prison mic.
Prison mic, too. You know what the worst thing about prison was?
The Dementors. I thought that on the Harry Potter ride. I looked at my son and I'm like, you know what the worst thing about prison was? I go, the Dementors. Speaking of crying, Hera, man, I know I'm probably jumping ahead, but Hera showing up at Disneyland, huh?
Oh, okay. No, it's fine. Go.
And then I'm like watching the videos and I'm like getting emotional over watching like some character, somebody dressed up as Hera at Disneyland, and then they had Chopper running around with her. And I'm just like watching these videos like, and my wife's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I just love these people so much. And then I'm also mad because it's not a Disney World. And it's just, I get emotional because yet again, it's like Rebels is finally getting their due. You know, these characters are finally getting the respect they deserve, I think. So, yeah.
Yeah, Disneyland has Hera and Chopper. They have Ahsoka. They had the Mandalorian and Grogu. They had Boba Fett and Fennec Shand. And over here on the East Coast, we get the Shaft.
Right. They're redoing, well, not a spaceship. They're redoing Test Track.
Yes, they're redoing Test Track. We're getting the Indiana Jones ride finally.
Yeah, they finally figured out a way to get you to Animal Kingdom.
Well, I went. Yeah. It's not like it's a struggle. It's not like I'm crossing my arms standing outside going, no. I'm not going in. No.
I will refuse to go to Animal Kingdom.
No, I'm not going.
It smells in there.
It smells like poo. They don't have Star Wars.
Yes, you do that. They don't have Star Wars. I want to go to Star Wars.
But now they have Indiana Jones, so I'm going to Animal
Kingdom. It'll only take like 5 years.
Yeah. And then for TBC, what they announced, and I haven't written this down, so they have an HK, Assassin Droid, Morgan Elsbeth, and what was the third? They had three announced. Was it Hera?
It was Hera, and then the TBC, did they announce the Mordak? Is that his name?
Merrick.
Merrick.
Merrick was okay. So Merrick was a Black Series reveal. Hu Yang was a Black Series reveal. So I am a couple ways behind.
Right.
Anyways, there was like six reveals for Black Series. There was three for the Vintage Collection. It all sucks. There's no vehicles. There's nothing cool with that. The Ghost funded.
Yeah, 20, just shy of 22,000.
All tiers unlocked.
Yep.
You could break that down to say, like, have the speculators learned their lesson? Because with the Razor Crest, it was 28,000. There's a couple things. So have the speculators learned their lesson? You know, we would go to the toy shows, and one guy would be selling the Razor Crest for, you know, $500-$600. You'd go to the next booth, the guy would be selling it for $500-$600. And it really was like, you guys, you didn't need to buy these.
Right.
So have the speculators learned their lesson? They've decided not to back these things because they're just going to sit on the shelves and collect dust. Or have, I guess, as B here would be that the Rebel fans are, Star Wars fans are not as expansive. And so half of the group said, you know, we're just going to back the Ghost. And the other half said, you know, it's not something that resonates with me, so I'm not going to back it. So that's why there's a significant decrease in backers. Or is Star Wars softening to the point where it's like people are starting to back out and they're like, I don't know anymore.
I think it's a combination of all three.
Hmm.
Because I you know, yeah, you're right. Every time I see either the any of the G.I. Joe HasLabs, the Proton Pack, or the Razor Crest, it seems like they're only selling for $100 or $2 more than they were selling, you know, than the campaign. I think Star Wars, what did you say? The other, like, Rebels didn't resonate with people. I agree with that. That, you know, we had enough 22,000 people to buy the Ghost, but, you know, I don't know, you know, it's been, unless there are people like me, I mean, that are really into it, I just don't know. I don't know what the issue was as far as that goes. Sorry, turning down my hearing aid because I heard my wife and it was annoying me. Not annoying me, it was just distracting me because I was trying to listen to her conversation instead of listen to our conversation.
Oh. So
I'm going to shut that down. So unless they were people like me who've been waiting 10 years for the Ghost, then yeah. Or, and then there was a lot of people that were like, $600 is a lot of money. I mean, yes, it was 500, but you were getting close to six, after shipping and taxes. And then guess what? You got to pay another probably $50 for Sabine and Chopper. So, I think that played into it too. I think if they would have added Sabine and Chopper in on like a 22,000 tier, just throwing it in at the last minute, I think it would have hit 22,000. Sorry, you know, I meant to say 22,000, and I think people would have been a lot happier. You might have had more people. You might have sold more if you would have just sold, you know, thrown Sabine and Chopper in there.
Ask your doctor about Air Supra, albuterol budesonide. Eligible patients can pay as little as $0 per inhaler, subject to eligibility rules and maximum savings limits. Restrictions may apply. Visit airsuprasavings.com to learn more.
Ah, yes, the magnificent Trolley Sour Bright Crawler, also known as Trollicus Brightolus. The worm's captivating neon color makes it an easy, gummy prey.
Trolley!
It's a surprisingly sour, invitingly chewy, staggeringly snackable species unlike anything else found on this planet.
Eat me!
Delicious. Visit trolley.com to shop now.
Trolley, eat me!
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
But as far as Star Wars softening, I see that everywhere, man. I see it at shows that it's not selling as good. So yeah, I think Star Wars is softening.
Yeah, I wonder if we had peak membership, not membership, but hobby ship. I don't know, like the peak number of people in the hobby in Revenge of the Sith. It's been on a decrease ever since.
Right.
And I think it's gotten really, really soft lately. And I think this is just proof to that. So, like, the only thing that kind of throws this off is that people could buy up to 5 ghosts.
Right.
And so you can't go back and do the math and try to figure out, well, you and I only bought one. So how many other people bought one versus how many people bought 5 to throw in their stores?
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know.
Well, and you also got to realize that you're, you know, if you're buying one to flip, you have that $600 tied up for a year plus.
That's, well, it's not tied up because you pay for it now.
Right. But what I'm saying is it tied up is your way. You've got that money. It's not sitting out there, but you've paid $600 on something and you don't have it for a year. So you have to wait a year plus to get your $600 back.
The value of your $600.
The value of your $600 yes. back.
Yeah. I congratulate you. I'm happy for you. I know this is something you've been wanting for years. You've got almost the entire crew coming. I didn't think that based on just the number of people that seem to be leaving the hobby and Star Wars softening, I didn't think we'd hit 17,000. We did. Zeb is coming for you. So I'm very excited for you. I'm excited that Chopper and Sabine are coming in season 4 of Rebels.
Yeah, they showed a silhouette of Sabine, and it's like, that's season 4 Sabine right there.
I followed Emily from the Vintage Collection on Instagram, and she did make a little disclaimer at the bottom of her post that she'll have a removable head.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't have the oversized thing, so you can remove Sabine's head and pop in a new head.
That'll be nice. I guess we'll see. We'll see. Everybody's asking. They're like, when are those going to come out? When are they going to release them? I'm like, dude, they don't even have the concept art for them yet. Or they do, but they haven't, you know, they haven't.
Yeah.
They're the make-believe that they hadn't even planned on, you know, any hint that they were going to release them until people said, hey, guys, you messed up.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they were too busy doing carbonized Ahsokas.
Why are they still doing carbonized? It is the joke of the hobby. I've never spoken to anyone who said, you know what I need to get right now? Carbonized Ahsoka. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Dude, they were cool when they first came out and because they were something different. And then they just kept going and going and going with them and they overdid them. You know, when they did the Boba Fett and they did Mandalorian. Those were cool.
Stormtrooper.
The Stormtrooper. And then when they just kept, they should have stopped at like half a dozen of them and then been done with it. And now they're, had they done a Baby Yoda yet? They haven't done it. They haven't done a Grogu yet. I'm sure that's coming.
Shh, don't give them ideas, please.
Next thing you know. As heard on the Smuggler's Galaxy podcast.
We know they listen to us in the Hasbro War Room. So please stop giving them ideas.
Yeah, they totally listen to us, man.
Well, we're getting the VC-66 release. So
That's right.
It's only because of us.
I think it's because we weirded out Emily at Celebration. And she was like, these nerds.
She's like, I don't need to talk to them again. Just give them what they want so they can leave me alone.
Yeah. She said something. Or she wrote it down and she said something about VC-65.
No. Go either 66 or 67 with the mouse droid. Don't go down. We don't want that.
Oh, I also forgot something else I picked up today. I picked up a Mandalorian pencil thing for my office.
Hector Hilario from the DC group made peach moonshine 2021.
Yeah.
For the summer social, and Tim brought that, and it's something that I wanted, but when you look at that peach, it looks like it's an embryo in glass. And if you think I'm exaggerating,
no, it's pretty.
You come to my house, you look at it; it looks like an embryo in glass. So yeah. I'm not going to be drinking that anytime soon. But it is part of the collection.
Yeah, I need to go look at mine and see how bad it's faded or wilted.
I would imagine it's the same as what you saw.
It probably is. That was pretty bad.
You're not going to want to drink it.
No, you'd probably fall on your ass.
You're probably going to die.
Yeah, probably. And Lewis is smelling more and more like Lando these days.
Yeah, he won some Lando cologne from Celebration 5.
Was that like an actual like store thing?
Yeah, just like the Salacious clock. This was another item that they offered.
Wow. Hello there.
Well, hello there. How are you doing? Yeah. Would you like to smell like Lando today?
Yes.
You do belong with us here in the clouds.
And it was like 10-year-old cologne, so it smelled like 10-year-old cologne when
it is very strong.
Yeah. Smelled like an old lady.
It makes skunks run. But I'm happy for you.
We were talking about the ghost.
I was a little disgusted with some of the things I was seeing online. They were like keeping score against the Black Series, like TVC 3, Black Series 0, in terms of the number of HasLabs that went forward. And again, we're just one community, people. We don't need to be at each other's throats, being bragging at each other or looking down on people. Like, Star Wars as a whole needs to be healthy. And so when the Black Series fails, the Vintage Collection fails just because it's associated with Star Wars.
Right.
I wish people would see that.
Yeah, and they needed the ghost. People don't realize that the ghost needed to do what it did, or all Star Wars HasLabs were going to suffer from here on out.
Yeah.
Because if the ghost didn't fund, we would not be getting another HasLab Star Wars.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they, you know, the Rancor had its issues, and we've talked about it. We, you know, price was an issue with the Rancor. They screwed up marketing of that. And then the lightsaber was just dead out in the water right out the gate, because everybody was like, "Why? I don't want a $500 lightsaber on a character I know nothing about." Mm-hmm. So I think if they there was a lot more they could have done with that lightsaber. They could have done something different. They could have done the Grand Inquisitor's lightsaber even, and I think it would have done better than Reba's lightsaber. Or done a 2-pack with Obi-Wan and Anakin, but they already did that. I don't know. There was a lot more. I can't believe that one made it through, truthfully.
Which one?
The Reba's lightsaber.
Well, it made it through to the point where they were offering it as HasLab, you mean?
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
That they offered. I can't believe it made it through to the point where they offered it. Because, you know, yeah. I would have, like, if I was in that meeting, I'd have told them they were all a bunch of idiots. Been like Tom Hanks in Big when they tried doing the robot building.
That's the robot that transforms into a building.
Yes.
The Reva lightsaber is equivalent to that.
Right. And then with the Rancor, if they would have just waited, if somebody, all they needed was somebody at Lucasfilm to look at him and go, wait 2 months.
Yeah. That's not even 2 months.
Right.
It was like 3 weeks later and the Rancor appeared on the Book of Boba Fett.
Right.
They could have included a tier of a nose ring and a harness for Boba Fett to sit on. That could have been like a tier perfect. And then they could repack the Black Series Boba Fett.
Right. And people would have gone ape crap over it. So it does seem like Hasbro and Lucasfilm aren't together on stuff. Because you would think that they'd at least be able to say, hey, we're going to do the ghost. When should we end it? Because
they're a little out of sync.
Yeah, because it literally showed up for like 5 minutes in Ahsoka, the last episode that it could. And it's like, thank God it showed up in for 5 minutes in Ahsoka, because I think that's what kind of pushed it over the edge.
You think that was it?
I don't think that was all of it, but maybe because people, you know, I think it was all my posts saying, you know, back the ghost. It. Yeah,
that's where I was going with that. I was like, you really think it's Ahsoka? Because I think it's you.
Yes, just like we got VC66, you got VC66 re-released. I got the ghost funded.
Again, it's playing in the Hasbro war room. They're listening to us right now, so it's like,
hey, Emily and Patrick, how you doing?
They got to be doing great. Chris, Chris is another one.
Chris
Reif.
Yeah.
I can never remember the Black Series guy's name. Jen, she's the marketing director right now.
And there's that one guy that always just kind of stands there. Is that Chris? There's like a tall guy.
That's Yeah, it's that either kind of, Ben or Eric. I can't remember his name. Yeah. Every single time I have this problem, and then it's like, oh, yeah, that's his name.
You'll be emailing me later. Dude, I remember his name.
3 weeks later, it's like, oh, I forgot his name again. You could tell me right now his name is whatever, and unfortunately, I'll remember it.
Right.
I won't remember it 3 weeks later.
Oh, damn it, Jason.
Incredibly talented people at Hasbro.
Right.
Just stop making the carbonized crap.
Right. Hey, you know what they should do? Carbonized selfie series.
Cricket, 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 cricket. No.
Hey. Did you know?
Wait, when you mean carbonite, do you mean like actual carbonite?
No, I mean like the carbonized, like the colored. No. Yeah.
Cricket.
Hey, did you know that Luke Skywalker, after he sold his Landspeeder, he needed to get more money. So he went to the rodeo, and you know what Ben Kenobi told him?
No. What did Ben Kenobi tell him, Glenn?
Used a horse.
Yeah, used a horse. Thanks, Lewis. That was Lewis's dad joke. It was funny because he was like, he did trivia. He asked two questions for trivia, and then the third question was this. And everyone's looking around like, wait. I don't remember this. I'm like, guys, it's a joke. It's a setup. You just got to think what the joke answer is, or what the payoff is. But it was a good time.
Yeah.
We did another running to the woods.
Yeah.
Looking for frog eggs. It's a long story. We're not going to get into it. But we were looking for frog eggs. It was great just hanging out.
Yeah, and, it was cool. I hate to be like, you know, another good sign that Star Wars is softening is look at the people that we're having at meetups. I mean, when you were getting close to 20 people, and within the last year, we're getting like less than 10.
Yeah. That kind of breaks the heart.
It really does. It really hurts. But I don't know how to fix that.
You can't. You just got to do your best with what we have and try to build a community.
Right. And that's what we do. I mean, that's everything we do, man. We just keep going.
And it's not a click because I'm open to everyone. I'm looking to make friends with whoever wants to show up and enjoy Star Wars with us. It's not closed off. I'm not like, I'm sorry, I'm not accepting any friend applications right now. You need to go wait over there by the Star Wars sign or whatever.
Right. We're not like, ooh, you don't collect vintage or you don't do this. You like Star Wars? Cool. Come on. Have some fun.
Exactly. Exactly.
So do you want to like, is there anything else we need to talk about before we get into like the last two episodes of Ahsoka?
Am I missing something? Are you setting something up here?
I don't think so. I just want to make sure that we, you know, there's nothing that we missed.
No, I don't think so. I think it's just, I did pick up. I didn't want to talk about this. From a certain point of view, Return of the Jedi, it's the 40 stories from Return of the Jedi. And I love it so far.
Yes.
The first story is about Moff Gergerod. Jared, I don't know how you pronounce it, but you know, he's got one line, we'll double our efforts.
Uh-huh.
And it's a chapter about him figuring out how they're going to double their efforts. And it actually ties into the movie. So
nice.
I like that. I like that they do explain the second chapter is about Max Rebo.
Uh-huh.
And they do explain how Max Rebo lives from the sail barge. So that is Max Rebo. We can confirm that in canon in The Mandalorian or Book of Boba Fett.
Nice.
And then the third story that I've read so far is about EV-99, who we see in The Mandalorian serving bar at the cantina.
Right.
So it takes you from like, it's like connecting things from Return of the Jedi to The Mandalorian. So there's like some retconning going on and it's interesting. And I've, like I said, I've only read three chapters so far, but I love it. And
right.
So far I can recommend it.
Did they change something in it? They rename anything?
Yes. Thanks for going there, Glenn.
That's where I thought you were going, but no. You stopped talking about it. So, no. I kept waiting for you to mention it.
So I'm not going to go. We're not going to say it. We're not going to say it.
I can't say it?
We're not going to say
it. Okay, I won't say it.
They don't say it in Star Wars, but they just say it in content. So I think we all know what kind of music the Cantina Band played. We're not going to go there. If you don't know what it is, look it up.
Oh, yeah.
And so I just actually just
Jason likes to page. Pretend that there's kids in the car listening.
There's
to
kids
us.
In the car. And they've renamed it Jatz, J-A-T-Z. And so I did some research.
Uh-huh.
And I don't find anything that said like Star Wars is renamed so and so to Jatz.
Uh-huh.
And if you look it up, it's like so and so is a type of Star Wars music. Jatz is a type of Star Wars music. I have a feeling like they've renamed A to Jatz. If you know what I mean?
It used to have two Z's, not a T and a Z. It had
yes.
two Z's.
And an I.
And an I. Oh.
This is spelled J-A-T-Z.
Okay. Okay.
And yeah, I don't know. Like, I was just like, it took me out of the story because for the longest time, it was the biggest like joke. Like, why'd you name it that? Where,
right.
Not, no.
No, probably George Lucas was just like, we're going to name it this. And
it's like Beavis and Butthead reading. did that just say what I think it said? But yeah, I like the book. Cool. I bought it on a whim. Uh-huh. I need to read the Empire one.
Yeah, I've got the one for A New Hope, and I'm about halfway through it, but I just ended up reading other things and never went back to it. I guess I need to. It was a good book because it kind of fills in the spaces. It's sort of like, it fills in all the little spaces on in the Star Wars universe.
Yes. Same with this, but like I said, it connects back to The Mandalorian.
Which is cool. Which, hey, that's what Dave Filoni's doing. Everything's going to be Ahsoka.
The Max Rebo one was like, I mean, in the middle of the story, I was like, really? This doesn't seem like a Star Wars story, but the rest of it was good so far. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
No. Hey, somebody should write a song about that.
Yeah. Anyways, back to Ahsoka. We've got 15 minutes left of this episode. like I said, I didn't write down my play-by-play, so we'll just talk about it. Episode 2, they open up with that whole scene.
You mean episode 3?
Episode 3.
Yes, episode 3.
Written by Dave Filoni. I think it was directed by Steph Green.
I think so.
I can't remember what it's titled. You know what it is in the
Time
cars.
To Fly.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Time to Fly.
And we see Ahsoka trying to train Sabine. There's a blast shield was down kind of thing. And I like those plays off of what we've seen before in A New Hope.
Mm-hmm.
But like, so what's going on with Sabine? Let's just, Sabine is not a force user, but she's training her like a force user. And spoiler alert, episode 4, you've got Jason. I was going to say, what's his name? Oh, wait, he's my name. Jason Syndulla saying, I've got a bad feeling. He's the one that Ahsoka should be training.
He should be.
He's the Jedi.
He should be. I don't. But then there's also a part in there where she's like, I don't need her to be a Jedi. I need her to be her.
So why is she training her to be a Jedi?
I guess that's the only way she knows how to train somebody.
But Sabine has no inclination for the Force. I mean, she was trying to fight Shin Hati. And she's trying to use the Force at one point, and Shin just like threw herself back. And so, yeah, we're mixing up 3 and 4. Just
well, we, when we get back to that part, I'll tell you. We'll go from there. But I've already said what. Never mind. I already said what I'm going to say. So let's go.
But anyways, I like.
Did you
that
see the
scene.
Meme? There's a meme of that. What's the character's name? The robot, the droid.
Hu Yang.
Hu Yang, there's a picture of Hu Yang. There's a meme of Hu Yang talking to Ahsoka. And he's like, I had a youngling sneeze on me one time, and I had more metachlorians on me than Sabine does.
I haven't seen that one. I've seen something similar, but
it's not word for word, but that's the gist of it. Yeah. Just like, oh, yeah. Dude.
That's harsh.
It is. Yeah, but she was training, and I expected like her to be like, I can't see a thing with the blast shield down, and it was the same feeling. I kind of liked the way that she trained her, you know, because she was kind of walking around and you know, would tap her on the shoulder, and then Sabine was like, okay, I'm gonna kick your butt. And then all of a sudden it felt like Sabine was getting it, because one time she did, you know, hit it right, and Ahsoka's where Ahsoka either purposely was where Sabine was gonna be, or Sabine's, you know, got it right. And I don't know which one it was, because Sabine ended up getting her butt kicked.
Yeah.
And I do have something. I got a question about all that, where they're training and everything. Do you think it's gross that they're eating on the floor?
No.
Because when they hit the table is in the floor.
No. No.
I just thought it was weird. You're like, man, that's cool. And then you think about it and you're like, dude, they're eating on the floor.
Nah.
Why you make that face?
I try not to think about that. It's Star Wars. Don't pay attention to that crap.
Now you're gonna, but you know what? I don't think we're going to see that ship much anymore either. So
you think it's going to blow up? Is that what you're?
I don't think it's going to blow up. I think it's just going to sit on the surface of that planet.
Something happens between then and when the attack on CTOS happens.
Right. What do you mean?
So they pull out of hyperspace, and then there's these vehicles that look like World War II bombers.
Yeah, flying in. Total World War II bombers.
And there's a whole fight sequence that reminds me of A New Hope. Mm-hmm. Instead of Luke Skywalker, you got Sabine.
I really was expecting Don't Get Cocky, Kid, but we didn't get that either.
I did like how Ahsoka at one point leans on Sabine and says, you know, what do you need? Instead of saying, let me tell you what you need to do right now. Mm-hmm. You tell me what I need to do to help you become successful.
They finally were starting to learn to work as a team.
And then they fly down to CTOS.
You missed the thing. There was a whole scene of them getting into the ring, trying to get information from the ring.
Yes, they go towards the ring. I'm doing this by memory, man.
Dude, I'm helping you. I'm here to help you, man. We'll get through this together.
There's also the scene where Ahsoka jumps out of the ship, which like screams Clone Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you've never seen an episode of the Clone Wars, what you just saw was a good representation of what the entire series was.
Right. Same thing with Rebels. There was a lot of space fighting in Rebels.
Yeah. So it was cool to see Ahsoka go out there. It's cool to see Ahsoka kind of put her faith into Sabine and know that no matter what, Sabine has her back and will save her. You know, she's floating out through space, and it's like, great, come save me.
Right. Did you fix the ship? That was total Clone Wars Ahsoka. Did you fix the ship?
And they go closer to the hyperspace ring, and Hu Yang is doing scans to try to figure out basically what everybody already knows, that it's a giant hyperspace ring developed to go to another galaxy.
Yeah.
So they can get thrown out of exile.
Yes.
As they kind of go down towards CTOS, that's where we see the Purgles come out of the clouds. A lot of people were putting a lot of faith into, you know, Shin Hati was following Sabine and Ahsoka. Merrick was looking out the window going, oh, look at the pretty Purgles. And people were thinking possibly that means that was Ezra.
Mm-hmm. I have another theory about that. But
spoiler alert, it's not.
It's not Ezra.
But what was your theory?
There is in Rebels, there's when they meet Darth Maul, there is a Inquisitor that looks very similar to Murdock. And he kind of disappears. He runs away. And people are thinking that that's that Inquisitor, that he's that Inquisitor.
Oh,
you have to heard that. Yeah, well, dude, there's so many freaking theories running around the internets and TikTok over this stuff. Yeah, it was fun giving it to you today because you're just like, no.
We can get into that. We'll save it.
Yes.
I'm not the only one screaming out no. But yeah, that's basically where the episode ends. Their ship gets shot down and they land in the middle of the forest, and they shut off all their systems as Merrick and Shin Hati fly overhead. And that's basically where it ends.
Right.
It's a short episode. I was really disappointed in that.
When I first saw it, I was, I did, have a moment, Labor Day weekend. My wife and her mom went to church and I hung back to help my father-in-law with the dogs, 'cause I didn't want them to scream and holler and everything. And, so I watched, I had nothing. It was either I was going to watch this or I was going to watch The Office. And everybody hates when I watch The Office because they're like, I'm so tired of hearing the theme song every half hour.
Screw them.
Yeah, dude, they get so mad.
Screw them.
Yeah, that's what
that is. The perfect comedy. I will never see a better comedy in my life than The Office.
Right. And I'll sit there and you see the cold opening and you know exactly. So you start laughing about stuff you hadn't seen yet. And they're like, what are you laughing about? I'm like, just wait, you'll get there. And my wife will laugh at it, but she's like, I can't stand watching 2-3 hours of it at a time. And I'm like, you're just.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Exactly. But they, like, Comedy Central would play on Sunday mornings, would just loop it. So I'd set it on Comedy Central and nobody would say anything until like 2 hours later. And they're like, why are we watching The Office? I'm like, because nobody took the remote away.
I'm curious because you've named your dog Sabine. You love Sabine. The characterization of Sabine, we're just covering the first three episodes here, is completely different. You know, she's in a different space, much like Obi-Wan, actually,
right,
who's broken down. She lost her found family. She lost her brother. She lost her mother. She lost Kanan. Zeb's left her. She's all alone. So this is a completely different version of Sabine that we saw in Rebels. You know, what are your thoughts about Sabine so far?
Don't cry. Up until the end of the fourth episode, I was pretty excited with where she was going. And I'm still a Sabine fan. Don't take it the wrong way. I'm happy with it. I think they're playing her exactly as they should, which is somebody who lost everything. And then in the fourth episode, you kind of figure out why she's acting the way she really is.
She's lost everything twice, though.
Right. So, I mean, I could see why she wouldn't want the fame and fortune and everything that comes with being a rebel leader, you know, and run away from it. And, you know, I like I said before, them introducing her on that speeder bike with the punk rock music was Sabine. That was Sabine. That's the reason why I love her. You know, she's a little rebel artist and punk rock and, or as punk rock as you can get in Star Wars, I think.
Yeah, probably.
I've got to take it's the same thing with Hera and same thing with Ahsoka. I've got to take all these things with a grain of salt because it's a different character. Even though they're the same character, it's just a live action version. And if I sit there like a nerd and be like, she didn't do this right and didn't do that right, you're not going to enjoy what's happening in the moment. But I'm happy with it. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to move the show along.
Yeah.
Now that I've got your answer.
But yes. So anyway, back to the watching it. And I watched all three episodes back to back. And it read very well when you watched them. It worked very well when you watched them back to back to back. It was like a 2-hour movie.
There's no fat.
Right.
There's a lot of just streamlined, well-edited. It's just, I wish it was longer than 37 minutes.
At the moment, I was pissed that it ended so fast. Because I was like, oh my God. But then when you watch them, I think this is going to be a binge-worthy series when it's over with. It'll be a series where you could sit down in a day or two and watch it back to, you know, watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was also like, my father-in-law was sitting down and watched a little bit with it. And he goes, did I hear her say Sabine? And I'm like, yes. Because my dog's named Sabine, and I'm like, that's who she's named after. And then I'm also sitting there going, please don't watch me cry. Please don't watch me cry.
He's doing the Leonardo DiCaprio meme, like Sabine.
Yeah, so I've heard that. Is that her? I'm like, yes, that's her.
Episode 4 again was written by Dave Filoni, directed by Rick. Someone, I'm doing this by memory. I apologize.
I don't know.
But there's a whole cool scene about them trying to fix the ship, and HK killers come out, and Hu Yang is like defending the ship against the HK killers.
Rock 'em, sock 'em robots.
Yeah, that was cool. And he actually shuts down all the power to the ship to signal to Sabine and Ahsoka that, you know, danger's outside. Ahsoka and Sabine come out, and he makes a comment like, you work better together after right. this whole fight sequence. And it really shows that Sabine and Ahsoka are stronger together. They're able to kick ass. They complement each other. When they go separate ways and they go off on their own, as we see at the end of this episode, that's a big problem. They break down.
Yeah. Yeah, I really enjoyed, because it's like the first time we got to see live action Sabine in her full armor. So that was a fun scene. She was using her gauntlets, you know, to pull people, and that was the episode four. This episode is the best episode of the series so far. And I say so far because we hadn't even gotten into episode five yet.
We're halfway there.
Because episode five, they're showing it in theaters. They're doing fan events and showing it in theaters. You're like, something big is going to happen. There's no way they're not going to do that without having an oh crap moment. Or several oh crap moments that you're going to want to see. I'm so jealous of those people getting to see that in a theater. And the closest one's Orlando, and I'm not driving to Orlando to see that in a theater, even though it's very tempting.
Can I finish?
Go for it.
I don't remember what I was going to say.
Oh, fine. Sorry.
But
working better together.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. So Filoni described this whole thing as a samurai adventure. And up until this point, up until episode four, I was just like, I don't feel it. But this one seemed like an incredible samurai story.
Mm-hmm. Have you not heard any of the samurai inspired Star Wars theme music?
No, guess not.
Listen to the theme next time. It's total samurai Star Wars.
Yeah, but a theme. Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying, but I mean, like, as far as storytelling, it really hasn't felt like a samurai story up until this episode.
Right. I think the last three episodes was setting the table.
Ahsoka faces off with Merrick, and Sabine again faces off with Shin Hati.
Yep.
And we can break those down real quick with them each separate. You know, I think let's talk about Sabine and Shin Hati, because you talked about this. You wanted to get into it when Sabine tries to use the Force.
Right.
And Shin kind of retreats back because she's afraid of what's about to happen, and nothing happens. And that's when Sabine uses her gauntlets.
She was like, you don't have the Force. And I'm like, but she's a Mandalorian. And then boom.
Yeah.
Goes with the gauntlet. Because that's what the Mandalorian armor does. It replicates Jedi. It's so they can fight Jedi.
Wasn't there a comment somewhere that I, like, Mandalorians are very, very rarely Jedi.
Yes. Like, it's extremely rare. Huyang said it.
Huyang says it. Okay.
Right.
It's extremely rare for a Mandalorian to become a Jedi.
Right, because they're common, they're enemies.
So I just don't understand why Ahsoka just keeps trying with Sabine, because it's like she's got no inclination for the Force.
I don't know. I the only thing I can think of is she's a Mandalorian and can handle a sword. So she wants to train her to handle a lightsaber. I don't know, but then there's stories of like Boba Fett using a lightsaber and other Mandalorians using lightsabers. So
that EU though,
or is that is EU?
It's old EU.
Yes,
Legends.
It's Legends.
So it doesn't count. I know, but it's although like,
but Dave Filoni is bringing so much crap back from the EU.
And there was a line in here in from a certain point of view. I cannot remember for the life of me. I should have made a little annotation. Where they quickly folded something in from old EU into the new EU. It was like something I'll have to go back and look at. I'll report back in the next episode of the Smokeless Galaxy podcast. And then Ahsoka fights Merrick. Twist ending. It doesn't seem like Merrick is anyone, because she was able to slice him in his abdomen and some green smoke comes out, because he must be some sort of repossessed Night Brother or something like that. I mean, we haven't seen the mask off, so it could still be Ezra, but I think the assumption is that it's no one.
Yeah, he's dead. He did.
Is he dead, or is he just the spell broken?
I think he's dead. Because if you watch, it happens really, really fast. If you watch when the smoke comes out of him, he shrinks.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Sound the gifting panic alarm. You need to get an amazing gift. Wait, no, the perfect gift. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by CarMax. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because CarMax believes you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car they sell has CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Start shopping now at CarMax.com.
The armor, his arm shrink. Or, I may be imagining that, but I saw it shrink.
I mean, look what happened with Sabine. She got sliced with a lightsaber and she's still living. So America can still live. Everyone can live. You get hit by a lightsaber, you live now.
You live and you live. You live.
You get
live.
To live, except Qui-Gon. You dead.
Qui-Gon dead.
I love after that episode, people were like making body charts. Like Sabine was hit here. Maul was hit down here below the abdomen where all of his organs were intact. And Qui-Gon was right here where there's no way he could survive. It's like, guys, chill out. It's still not. Anyways, moving on. So Ahsoka faces off with Baylan. There's some history there. Baylan seems to know, and Narayan and I kind of went back and forth because Baylan seems to know that Anakin Skywalker becomes Darth Vader.
Right.
But there is a Legends, no, sorry, an EU novel about Leia called titled Bloodline, where she wrestles with the fact that she is Darth Vader's daughter. And if the universe found out that one of the leaders of the Galactic, or the New Republic, was also related to Darth Vader, that would not have good optics. So she tries to keep that a secret for as long as possible, but the secret does come out.
Right.
So I just assume that the secret's out, and that's how Baylan knows what happened to Anakin.
Yeah. Maybe.
Narayan floated the theory that Baylan saved Shin Hati from Order 66 and saw that Anakin was killing younglings. So, I mean, that's perfectly viable, and maybe we'll see that happen, but
they've got a long space trip ahead of them, so yeah.
I feel like the secret's out.
Yeah.
But there's a whole scene where Ahsoka and Baylan are fighting. Sabine seems to lose, and Ahsoka assumes that Sabine has fallen. And so she refresh my memory because I'm failing here.
Well, Sabine, I think what happens is Shin Hati takes off. And I don't know if she knocks Sabine out or whatever, but she takes off and goes after Baylan and Ahsoka. And Ahsoka assumes that Sabine had perished. And that's when Ahsoka takes off without her helmet, which, yes. Dave Filoni, what the hell are you thinking, man? Mandalorians do not leave their buckets behind.
And so here's the problem. You know, she sees Ahsoka fly over the edge of the falls, or the
well, ledge. Let me, before we get into that, let's talk about I enjoyed the duel. Felt very samurai because it felt like Baylan would do a move, and then Ahsoka would, then it was Ahsoka's turn to take the lead. Does that make sense? So it was, you know, like an attack. So Balin would attack, and then he gave Ahsoka a chance to attack, and then they just went at it. So that felt that was very samurai-ish, samurai movie-ish, I think. Yet again, Ahsoka involved in a really cool lightsaber battle. Mm-hmm. So we're at Ahsoka falling over the edge. And you know what I think it's a little funny that this episode is called Fallen Jedi.
Yeah, I didn't know if it meant Balin or if it meant physically Ahsoka falling over the edge. She's right. No Jedi.
But Balin calls them both Jedi in episode 3.
But she would never consider herself a Jedi. She left. Mm-hmm. Anyways, Sabine has the option to destroy the map. She's got her blaster. It's aimed right at this thing. She's ready to destroy it and melt it and smelt it so that no one could ever find Thrawn. But she decides that finding Ezra is more important than anything, and she's willing to risk the galaxy. And she gives Balon the map, which allows them to put in all the coordinates they need to blast off into another galaxy. Meanwhile, your girl Hera is flying in the Ghost with Carson Teva.
Yep.
Racing towards this thing, going to try to stop it. But I was afraid, Hera was going to die.
Dude, it felt like that. I was surprised although the Ghost survived that hyperspace jump, but I guess because the thing had a big hole in the middle of it, that's how she survived it.
She's able to fly through. Two of the X-Wings, they crash into one another because they get disabled. There's like an electromagnetic charge that goes off and everybody loses power for a brief moment, and the two X-Wings collide and crash. Sabine takes off with Balon and Morgan Elsbeth, and they fly off to another galaxy. We cut to Ahsoka, who's just floating in water, which the transition was slick. I like the transition a lot.
It was an awesome transition, dude.
You see Ahsoka floating in space, and I knew it was going to happen. I even called out the line before he said it. Hey, Snips.
I missed that the first go around. I heard it, but
you
then...
were crying.
Huh?
You were crying because it was World Between Worlds.
Dude, yeah. I teared up. I don't know why I teared up when I saw Anakin. It was like...
I got excited.
It was an exciting moment to see that again. And then when I rewatched it, I heard, hey, Snips, and I was like, oh, shit. He said it.
Yeah, Ahsoka was pulled into the World Between Worlds, or maybe it's some sort of manifestation of the Force in her head. I think the World Between Worlds, as I've mentioned before, is a horrible idea. And I'm not the only one. I think there's a lot of people online that I've seen, and this could just be bias on my part because I've only seen people saying the same things I have. It's a bad idea to open up the multiverse in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Because 30 years from now, some idiot author can be like, I'm going to use this and go back and reset the whole thing. And Luke Skywalker never goes off and flies out into the universe because I'm going to pull Luke Skywalker and I'm going to pull him 50 years into the future.
I think Dave Filoni may have a failsafe in the World Between Worlds. And I've heard that you can only exit the way you enter. So you can't do, I don't know how much damage you can do. I mean, obviously you could pull people in and mess things up, but
Ahsoka was supposed to die and Ezra pulled her out.
Same thing now. Ahsoka was supposed to die and Ezra was pulled her out.
But,
or not,
the thing that really upsets me, and we were talking about this at the meetup with Anakin specifically, that Anakin somehow enters the World Between Worlds, maybe post Darth Vader, to mess with Ahsoka. Like, that just doesn't make sense. The dude is busy trying to take over the galaxy. It's not like he's going to be like, oh, time out. Guys, Sheev, I just need to take a moment. I'll be back in maybe like 30 or so, bro. I need to go into the World Between Worlds and go find my own Snips, my own Padawan, you know? And like, I don't know, I've settled into a Southern California accent, but we're just going to go with it. I need to go get Snips, you know, brah, and like teach her a little bit of the saber technique and like really school her. And then I'll come back, brah. Is that all right? I'll just take 30.
I think if he told that to Palpatine would be pissed because Palpatine wants the world between. Hey, unless... unless that's how Palpatine learns about the world between worlds, because Anakin enters it.
No, he knew about that because of Rebels. Oh, I guess Rebels is post-Revenge.
Rebels is post-Revenge of the Sith.
Anakin never knew about it. I do think that this is Anakin in the Living Force, and I do think that she's mentally in this area.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Anakin's going to teach her a lesson that she needs to learn because she was never finished as a Jedi. So Anakin, as a member of the Force, will be like, hey, Snips, you need to do this, or you need to learn this, or you need to accept that you might not be able to change the future, whatever the case may be, and just go with it and, mm-hmm. and trust the Force.
I'm curious because people, I think it's Darth Vader, or they played the Darth Vader theme at the end. And people are looking at his lightsaber going, that's not Anakin's lightsaber.
No, because at this point in the whole thing, Anakin is I don't see Filoni going back on what George did. The mm-hmm. redemption of Anakin Skywalker. That was the whole point of the whole first two trilogies. Anakin falling to the dark side, Anakin being redeemed. And for mm-hmm. Filoni to be like, well, he was redeemed, but now he's back in the dark side. It just undoes everything George Lucas does, his mentor. And I don't see Filoni doing that.
I think it's Anakin from the past. I don't think it's current day Anakin. I think somehow he found the world between worlds. I don't know. But you know what? It doesn't matter, because we thought about every time we think about all this crap and we spend months and months or hours and hours thinking about it, it changes, and it's totally, nobody was right.
Yes. Like with Merrick. And yes. That brings me hope that it's not Darth Vader that was pulled into this. I do think Anakin might be like, you couldn't have saved me, Ahsoka, so don't carry the guilt. Because in a couple episodes, we saw there was a line that I forget the line, but you could tell that Ahsoka's still like gripping with the fact that she chose to leave the Order and Anakin fell.
Right.
And we felt like maybe she felt like that was her fault. So this might be Anakin coming back saying, no matter what you did, if you had became part of the Order and became a Jedi, this is how it would play out. I would still fall to the dark side.
Right.
And if that happened, I would have killed you. And now you wouldn't be here today fighting Thrawn.
Yeah.
Which they need.
Maybe. Yeah, I think. And then there's another theory that they're going to have the thing. And he's the son, as in the Mordok theory. And Ahsoka is going to become the daughter, and she's going to come out Ahsoka the White.
And like, I have could like see these, the Ahsoka,
and have like superpowers.
I could see Ahsoka the White coming out because, you know, Filoni's introduced that idea,
right?
So at the end, maybe there's some sort of understanding, and if you go back to Lord of Rings, where this came from, you know, Gandalf dies, is yeah. Gandalf the Great. He comes back as Sauron. Sorry, what Sauron should have been, Saruman. Sorry, he becomes Gandalf the White. So pulling in that same thing. Possibly Ahsoka steps out as Ahsoka the White. Sure.
Right.
It's the other part that I'm not on board with. The whole Mortis thing. Because Filoni has to remember, and I'm sure he's smart enough to know this, you can't go that far off into the deep end because you're not going to leave. You know, the people who watch the Clone Wars is a smaller demographic than the people watching Ahsoka and the Mandalorian.
Right.
Sure, you can fold in some of those ideas, but you can't fold in something as deep as the Mortis trilogy.
Yeah, because I even have to go back and rewatch it because I've only seen it once. And I don't 100% understand it.
You don't want to set an episode in the middle of your show where people are just like, what's going on? Who's this? What? I don't. That's it. I'm out. You know, people will just throw their hands up. You don't want that. You want to keep them involved.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
I have a lot of feelings.
I know you have a lot of feelings. And I think it's more that I don't know. I don't believe it's a Force ghost. I think it may be past Anakin that he's somehow made it into the world between worlds. No. I know it pisses you off. I see you shaking your head.
Dude, no. Liar.
And truthfully, I love messing with you with the World Between Worlds because it's such a hot button for you that I could just say World Between Worlds and Steam.
Shut up.
Yes. You like hit a switch and you're like, I don't care a word you say. F you, Glenn. You're wrong. I hate the World Between Worlds.
You're just a duty head.
That's basically what I get out of you when the World Between Worlds comes up. And it's the only time I ever see you aggravated is when the World Between Worlds come up. So I bring it up a lot just to get you aggravated because it's fun.
I said this in chat. I think it's worth repeating here.
Yes.
My problem with World Between Worlds is that I feel like Star Wars is elevated. It's above all other content. Yes, I'm biased. Yes, I love Star Wars. I do think Star Wars should be more of a once in a 3 years kind of thing because it's special. It's not a comic book.
Right.
When you start introducing comic booky ideas like World Between Worlds, where you've got your multiverse stuff, that's comic book. That, to me, degrades Star Wars to a level where I just don't think it needs to go.
I am going to give you this, though. I did watch The Flash a couple of weeks ago. The Flash movie.
Yeah.
With the, where they mess with all this and introduce the multiverse into DC. And when... what's his name? George Clooney shows up as Batman. Yes. I'm like, what the... But that was kind of like, oh, now I get it, Jason. But you know what?
Like,
I really enjoyed seeing Michael Keaton as Batman again.
Yeah,
I enjoyed that. That was my Batman, dude.
Was it though?
That's the Batman we grew up. That's the Batman I grew up with. Was that '90s Batman?
It was, but was it though? Like, it didn't seem like that. I felt like it was a multiverse of that Batman. Believe it or not,
of the '90s Batman.
Yeah, I felt like it was another alternate reality of that. Michael Keaton.
Oh, it wasn't. It wasn't the one we grew up with. It wasn't. Right. It was, but it was not our unit. It wasn't our multiverse. It was a different version of it, but it was like the closest thing we'll ever get to having that Batman back.
Yeah.
Which made that movie fun for me, because I was
dude,
that movie was the shit when it came out in the 90s.
Oh, Batman 89. Yes.
Yeah. 89.
That was like the Star Wars of its time. That.
Mm-hmm.
That's the start of the superhero craze.
Right.
But the Michael Keaton in that Flash movie was a little too... Something was off.
He was done being Batman at that time.
I blame more of the set direction because Tim Burton was so visual and so gothic and so extreme maybe with the visuals, with the buildings being so high, and then you cut to this more stark reality, grounded version of it, and it's just... For me, I was just like, that feels like Batman, but I'm not sure that's the Batman that I knew.
Well, the thing was, is it had all the right cars. It had all the right vehicles. It had all the right music. You know what I mean? It was as close to the 89 Batman as we were going to get in 2023.
We saw the car, but they didn't use it.
Yeah.
But and the Batwing wasn't exactly the same Batwing. It was close, but it wasn't. It was like an upgraded version.
Okay. But it still did. I was waiting for it to go in the moon, and it didn't go in the moon. That would have been awesome if it had done that.
But it does answer the question. Batman Returns, and then you go Batman Forever and Batman Robin. Is Batman Forever and Batman Robin sequels to Batman and Batman Returns? No, according to this movie.
Right.
Because there was a physical change in Batman to the point where the Flash noticed George Clooney was different.
Right.
Which means that they're not sequels of each other. Answering a 20-year-old question. Is it 20 years already?
Probably.
Longer
than
that.
Well, it's 30 since 89.
30 years. 30-year-old question, are they sequels? The answer is no. They're different Batmans.
Wow.
That's... I just discovered that right now talking to you. That is a question I've had. Like,
right.
You know, Val Kilmer took over the role. Is he continuing the George Clooney tradition? Or is this a whole new thing? And the answer is it's a whole new thing.
Yeah. There you go. Or it was just a way because Ben Affleck was done playing Batman and they needed to bring George Clooney back into it.
But he brought it right at the end. Like he was Batman right there at the end.
Right.
It was Bruce Wayne and he was Batman. He brought his A game. And then it was like, nope, we don't need you anymore. Yeah. Moving on.
Yeah. Damn.
There's a lot of problems with that Flash movie. But anyways, this is why we shouldn't have World Between Worlds.
But you know, all right. Yeah.
In conclusion, World Between Worlds is dumb.
I'm curious where they're gonna go, dude. Dude, next episode with them showing it in theaters, something big's gonna happen.
I think just Anakin being there is big enough.
We already had an oh crap moment. That was the oh crap moment. There's not another oh crap moment. The only other oh crap moment is Thrawn showing up. And for them, they're going to do that in a theater full of people.
It's quite possible that Thrawn will show up in the next episode.
That was one hell of a spaceship if they could make that jump in an episode.
I like the art direction of that. It felt very Art Deco.
Right.
It felt like Flash Gordon-y.
Yeah. Flash Gordon steampunk.
Yeah. I like that a lot in that ship.
Yeah, that was a cool ship. And Thrawn is in that ship because there are pictures of Thrawn in that ship.
Yes. Yeah. We see in the trailer him walking on that ship.
Yeah. So if they make it to Thrawn the next episode, there's got to be a time jump because there's no way they can make it in quote unquote episode. In one episode, but maybe stuff's going to happen. I don't know. Maybe we'll see Thrawn at the end of the next episode. But I think I was talking about this today. I think there's three scenarios that we're going to see in for the next few episodes. You got to see Hera dealing with everything that just happened and trying to figure out where Ahsoka is. Then you got them finding Thrawn, and then you got World Between Worlds. So that's the three things we're going to see the next few episodes. And then they're going to all come together at the end. And either they're going to set up a battle for season two or Mandalorian season four. And then we'll go from there. And
Skeleton crew.
We don't know. I also heard a theory that if Hera needs Purgles, who else communicates with animals besides Ezra Bridger?
Hold on, don't spoil it.
You're thinking too hard.
I am. Is it Jason?
He is green.
Yoda?
Smaller.
Smaller than Yoda.
Yes.
Grogu?
Yes. That's a way.
It's going to be a Back to the Future moment. There's only one person who can help me.
There's a way that. There's a way that. Do the hand thing, baby. There's a way that they can bring Mandalorian. That's a way they can bring Mandalorian and Grogu into this because it is in the same. Or hell, but at that point, would anybody else besides Ahsoka know that Grogu's with Luke? Because he was with Luke for about 2 years. Does this happen when he's with Luke or when he's with Mandalorian?
Yeah. I think we've all moved on. I think this is all happening around the same time. So I think season three of The Mandalorian happens before this.
Okay.
And I think season one of Ahsoka will end with The Mandalorian going, this is the way to another galaxy. And then they'll take off and that's the last we'll see of them.
Yeah.
Are we good?
I think we're good. And then we can also see Hondo.
Hello, my friend.
Hello, how my are friend. You?
It's good to be back.
They could be, because Hera brings in Hondo. She can bring in Zeb. She brings in Hondo at the end of Rebels. Right. She can bring Zeb back. Man, we're there.
Here we devolve into the part where Glenn throws his wish list out there of who appears in Ahsoka from Rebels. Go
bring
ahead.
Them all back. Just bring them all back.
Lando Calrissian, Visago,
Jabba the Hutt. Jabba the Hutt's going to be in it anyway.
Can we get that ugly version of Yoda back?
Yes.
The Why one not? That looks nothing like Yoda?
Right.
That was some shade.
Yes, it was. Hey, here's just speaking of Yoda, because Dave Filoni also, I was watching something with him, and he said the World Between Worlds has been in Rebels since season one. We just never saw it. We never realized it. Because there's a part where he's talking to Yoda. That's in the World Between Worlds. There's something where else that happens. But anytime that they're talking to a Force ghost, it's in the World Between Worlds.
Hello, Force ghost, Anakin. Like, you just answered the damn question right there. My God. Anyways, moving on. It is
God bled it. Son of a gun.
I just want to thank Doke Boy Fresh for the review on iTunes. I think that's Skylar, if I'm putting two and two together, but I'm no Sherlock. So whoever that is, thank you.
I also want to say it's funny how Facebook groups have a 48-hour ban on spoilers and Disney's posting them 12 hours later.
Yes, that is funny. I think, yeah, everyone's like, don't share anything. Don't share anything. And then the next hour, you've got a photo of like Anakin Skywalker back with Ahsoka.
It's literally like noon the next day. Here's the poster. Here's all the posters. And there's Anakin. And you're like, son of a gun.
Thanks, Lucasfilm.
Well, we did put it out at 10 o'clock at 9 o'clock at night. So you have time to watch it.
So I will be reading the closing here as Anakin Skywalker from Revenge of the Sith. Thank you for listening to the Smuggler's Galaxy podcast. If you could, please leave a like and a 5-star review of the show anywhere you listen to your podcast, if it's allowed. Really helps us out, brah. Follow us on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Send us an email or message us. We'd love feedback. We'd love to make you part of the show. Our email address is smugglersgalaxy@gmail.com. Thank you to Alfonso for the Smugglers Galaxy logo. And thank you to Levi Waterhouse for the Smugglers Galaxy music. It's some bitchin' tunes, brah. People collect for the love of it. Hashtag vote with your wallet. Sabine will be on next week. Pass on what you've learned. Be a positive force in the collecting community. This is the way, brah.
Dude, this is the way.
I feel like we need to pull out our Bill and Ted song.